Street. Paul. It's been a long stretch of away games for the St. Paul Canadiens, as the junior B-level team tries to stay near the top of the league standings. On Sunday night, the Canadiens wrapped up a tough weekend, making the trip to Wainwright to take on one of the top teams in the league. The Canadiens couldn't pull off the win, losing 6-1 to the Bisons. Isaac Waters would score the only goal in the Canadiens' favor. A couple days earlier on November 19, the Canadiens took on the Killam Wheat Kings, losing 6-3. The three top teams have been juggling positions as leaders of the NEAJBHL. As of Sunday night, the Bisons regained the top spot with 24 points. The Wheat Kings are now in second place with 23 points, and the Canadiens are just 1 point behind, sitting in third place in the seven-team league. Despite scoring the first goal of the game on November 19, the Wheat Kings would pull ahead with two goals before the end of the first period. Three unanswered goals in the second period, and another in the third period gave the Wheat Kings a solid lead. The Canadiens were unable to catch up, despite scoring two goals in the third period, to wrap up the game. The Canadiens played away games the weekend prior also, this time adding a couple wins to their record. On November 13, the St. Paul team traveled to Lloydminster and added a very decisive 15-3 win to their record. A few of the St. Paul players managed to find the net numerous times, with Nicholas Beaudoin scoring four goals on the night, Curtis Labant getting a hat-trick, and Kyler Morin Steinhauer getting two goals. A list of other players helped add to the Canadiens' win. On November 10, the Canadiens traveled to Vermilion, beating the Tigers by a score of 4-1. Despite what the score may allude to, the Canadiens were actually down throughout the first and second periods of play. Vermilion scored in the first period, and it wasn't until the third period that the Canadiens were able to make their way onto the scoreboard. But, they made it count, and scored four unanswered goals. The first came from Dylan Lindahl on a power play, the second came from Nicholas Beaudoin, the third from Matthew McDonald on the empty net, and the final goal came from Logan Higdon, also on the empty net. The Canadiens' last home game was on November 6. The team's next home game is scheduled for November 26 against the Lac La Biche Clippers. The team will hit the ice again at the Clancy Richard Arena on November 27 as they take on the Vermilion Tigers. The team will then wrap up a busy weekend by hitting the road on November 28 for a 5 p.m. game against the Wheat Kings.